Over the years, I've pondered and read about today's gospel a lot. It's becoming one of my favorites. And part of that may be because when you've wrestled with something for a long time, and it finally starts to open up for you, it's beautiful and exciting. So let me share a few things about this beautiful and exciting gospel. Our translation says that Jesus withdrew to the region of Tyre and Sidon, and then that a Canaanite woman of that district came and called out. Jesus, the Jewish man, withdrew. The unnamed Canaanite woman came and called out. But in the Greek, it's the same verb. Jesus is going out from Israel, and the woman is going out from pagan territory. It's like the Heavenly Father has set them on a collision course. But this collision won't end in destruction, but in an embrace of love and mercy. It's good for us to remember that even though the Lord did not will for her daughter to be possessed by an evil spirit, he did will and orchestrate her redemption. Let's look a little more closely at this woman. First, she's screaming at Jesus, running after him. Then she prostrates herself in homage before him, an act of worship. Then she speaks to him quietly, obediently, lovingly. And throughout this whole time, she calls him Lord four times. This pagan woman knows who Jesus is more than most of his own people do. And she pursues him doggedly more than the children of the covenant do. Jesus has four responses to her. And the first three begin in the Greek with the negative not. He did not speak. The silence of God. He said, I was not sent except to the house of Israel. And it is not right to throw the bread of the children to little dogs. Some commentators try to lighten Jesus' words by pointing to his use of a diminutive there, little dogs. You know, in modern times, dogs have become beloved pets for many. But in the Bible, the use of dog, even little dog, is almost invariably a nasty insult. But I think we insult the Word of God and Jesus himself by trying to come up with an excuse for him as though he really didn't know what he was saying or doing. He absolutely knew what he was saying and doing here. He's the Lord. She knows that very well. So one of the questions for us is, what does it mean when God very deliberately refers to you and me as a little dog? It's not right to throw the food of the children to little dogs. We have this belief in this country of equality and justice, right? And those are good things. But God's ways are not our ways. God's thoughts are not our thoughts. God's equality and justice are far above our sense of what those terms mean. Are we all the same in the kingdom of God? No. But there is perfect justice in the kingdom of God. St. Paul says there are many gifts, but the one Spirit. Years ago, Bishop Barron said that in the kingdom of the devil, you'll always be the brigadier general. But in the kingdom of God, You may have the job of cleaning the toilets. That's the job you want. That's the one we want. That's the one that will actually bring me the most joy. If Jesus said to you, it's not right to take the food of the children and throw it to little dogs like you, how would you feel? How would you respond? The woman embraces the title. Her first word, which our translation has as please, is actually yes. Yes, Lord. I'm delighted to be a little dog in your house, in your kingdom. As long as I'm in your kingdom, which I know to be a kingdom of love and mercy and justice, I'm just where I need to be. Because I know that even the little dogs under your table are fed. So, Lord, please let a scrap of your mercy fall from the table of the children, and that'll be enough to free and redeem my daughter. She's kneeling before him. I get the image of her actually dancing all around him. Yes, yes, I'm in his house. I'm in his kingdom. I'm under his table. I'm with him. She'll do whatever he calls her. She'll be whatever he calls her to be, as long as it's with him. St. John Chrysostom has a beautiful insight that I think captures this woman and should capture you and me too. He writes, he says, whoever is loved moves about at his pleasure within the heart of the one who loves him. Whoever is loved moves about at his pleasure within the heart of whoever loves him. She never doubted that Jesus loves her. And neither should you or me. No matter what he says to us, no matter what happens to us. And this is why Jesus says, oh, woman, great is your faith. She never doubted who he is. She never questioned his words or his judgment. She loved him with a loyalty far beyond any pet and far beyond most of the children of Israel. And here Jesus, who is the new Adam, echoes the first Adam exclamation of love when he said, this at last is bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. This shall be called woman. O woman, great is your faith. O woman, he raises her far beyond little dog, beyond even little children. He raises her to be his bride, a new Eve. Jesus saw this from the very beginning. He saw this in her from the very beginning. And he drew this remarkable profession of faith out of her for you and me. For you and me. The scraps, the crumbs of his mercy will fall today from the table of his Eucharistic altar for all who humble themselves at his feet, for all who profess this kind of love, this kind of loyalty to his person. Yes, Lord, whatever you say, if it means I'm in your house. So here's the homework for the week. Think of the struggles you have going on this week. And in your prayer, in your prayer over those struggles, pray like the Canaanite woman. Yes, Lord, I'll embrace everything to be in your house and receive even the scraps of your mercy.